Our sports brought to you by Stein Hospice. For some people, one day is all they have with Stein Hospice. Many of their families will tell you, one day does make a difference. After a night of everything canceled in local sports due to the weather, action returns today with several events, including a major wrestling meet. Elyria High will be hosting the Division I Regional Wrestling Team Duels. In the semis at 5 this afternoon, Elyria meets Mount Vernon, and Oregon Clay competes against Perrysburg. The two winners of those matches meet 20 minutes after the semis for the regional championship and a trip to state at St. John's Arena on the campus of Ohio State University on February 8th. More on tonight's schedule later in this report. Girls basketball is down to the final 3 weeks of the regular season. In fact, sectional tournament drawings for the girls are this coming Sunday. We'll present our annual sectional drawing preview this Friday. So girls teams this week will be trying to give a good impression before drawings are held. This year, the higher-seeded team in a sectional matchup gets to have the game played on its home court. As for the league races, Lorain County is assured of having a champion emerge from the Pac Stars, where Firelands, unbeaten in league play, and Brookside, three games behind, are the only teams still in the race. The Falcons host Keystone tomorrow night, while the Cards are home to Black River this evening. Two Lorain County teams, Avon and Elyria Catholic, are a game in back of Lakewood in the West Shore. This week in league play, the Eagles host Rocky River tonight, before going to Bay on Saturday, while the Panthers have the tougher assignment, traveling to league leader Lakewood on Saturday. Columbia is two games behind Fairview in the Pack Stripes, a team the Raiders will host on Saturday. The remainder of Lorain County girls' teams are out of contention in conference races. Cleveland Heights leads the Lake Erie, North Royalton the NOC River, while Berea Midpark, Westlake, and Brecksville are 1-2-3 in the Southwestern. A Lorain High basketball player is the subject of a well-done documentary which has become a hit on YouTube. Junior Devon Andrews is featured in the over 9-minute video produced by NAO Hoops. It is titled The Return, in reference to Andrews' recent return to the Lorain High lineup after sitting out the first 11 games due to the state transfer rule after he enrolled for one day last August at Cleveland Central Catholic. The Central Catholic coach attended a Lorain High game 2 weeks ago and says on the video that he was so happy to see so many smiles on the faces of Lorain High fans watching Andrews play. An AAU coach interviewed said he would not be surprised that if Andrews has a good summer, he attracts high-level Division I colleges. Andrews already is being heavily recruited by Kent State, which has been a very good program itself. Lorain County is mourning the passing of two of its sports greats. Bill Haney of Elyria was a well-known, respected basketball official for many years. Tommy Pruitt was an outstanding football player and wrestler at Lorain High in the mid-1980s. Both Haney and Pruitt were loved by many. Back with more after this for Stein Hospice.